You are now listening to Red Saves the Black with Gina and Jared.
What more can I do? Hey, this is Miles bringing it back. You're listening to Red Face and Black.
That's
wow.
It. Silence.
AKA Johnny Khan, who's appeared approximately once on the show, probably. Maybe twice. Anyways, that first band was Civil Ruin out of Vancouver, Canada. With the
Vancouver,
track,
British Columbia, Canada.
Close enough. With the track Dealer. Check them out at myspace.com/Civil Ruin. And Gina's playing with pens and fidgeting, so we're going to take that away from her.
No.
Right off the bat. That is my official pen. That goes with my official notebook.
I'll play with my cell phone.
Where my official things go. I just threw her cell phone away. Because you know how we do it here.
Wow.
So, go ahead. Talk about your movie since you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. So, actually,
I didn't see this movie, but Smiles and Jared did. So
we had a little date.
Yes. A little rendezvous.
So, Smiles and I went to go see Cloverfield the other night with a bunch of other kids that you don't care about, so we won't bother mentioning it. And
it was quite interesting.
It was quite interesting, the Red Face of Black movie review here. It was,
I'm going to stare at the wall.
We don't want to give anything away if you haven't seen Cloverfield. It's a little bit cheesy at times, but overall I think it's a good remake of a monster attacking a major city flick.
You know the guy that was named Jason in it?
No, oh, here you go.
I don't know if you work there, but I worked with his sister. He grew up with us. Well, didn't grow up with
so
us.
The character,
was telling me
I don't know him personally. But
so if you've seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I don't know that character's name. The guy that gets strung up on a...
yeah.
I know the actors.
Yes.
The guy that gets...
We're BFF with him.
He was hung by his back, which... Oh, that's disgusting.
Over a piano. And the only reason that's relevant to Cloverfield is because this actor is in Cloverfield and plays the guy's brother, Jason. And he's from Gina's area.
Oh, yeah, and he's also like the first guy to die, too.
He is, actually.
Not to spoil anything or anything, but... Just to give you a forewarning.
So we don't want to spoil anything. It was a pretty good movie. The camera work was crazy because they always used one camera.
He's the first guy to die in Chainsaw 2.
He wasn't, was he?
He got his leg chopped off first.
I don't know.
He didn't know.
Toasty!
He was, like, hanging there so someone else, like, killed him. So that he didn't have to, like, hang there or something.
Oh, yeah, his girlfriend shot him.
It was
or
disgusting.
Stabbed him with an ice pick.
Like, and I remember,
this
like,
isn't Cloverfield, by
something
the way.
In Texas Chainsaw where they were talking about how he was, like, hung up there for, like, 8 hours and he was like, I hated it. But, you know, he got paid for it, so whatever.
That's true. But, yeah, Cloverfield's not gory at all. It's,
it reminded me, like, I haven't seen it, but it reminded me of, like, a modern-day King Kong.
Essentially, if you take Godzilla, the idea of a monster attacking a city, and you throw in the Blair Witch, like, first-person kind of digital video camera running around thing.
Someone said that Blair Witch, like, the motion sickness from Blair Witch was worse than this, like, motion sickness.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio.
So there's a lot of things. There's actually multiple monsters, which is cool. And
multiple monsters.
There's this weird zombie-type thing, too. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. But
there's one monster that actually gave off more little monsters.
Online I read that there was
like
monster
ones.
They were wombats.
It wasn't going birth because it was like
she
Gina
all,
has back.
Egg out of my mouth.
See, Gina hasn't seen the film
on
yet.
On his back, you know, like everything. He was like shitting it out, you know.
So Gina hasn't seen the film
at all.
Sorry,
I was doing homework.
You're being a loser.
What a loser.
I don't know.
Should we,
I had play? Work at like 6 in the morning the next day, so.
Should we play a track of something?
Yes.
Hello from Boise, Idaho. Since you,
I think it's just Boise. Is it Boise or is it Boys?
Boise State.
Is it Boise?
Yeah, Boise.
Well, whatever.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? Des Moines, which he pronounces as Des Moines.
It's Iowa, not Idaho.
I know, but I'm just getting my S's confused.
You can get delicious potatoes from Idaho.
Potatoes. Idaho.
So anyway, this next band is
Idaho.
From the potato state. What? That's the lamest thing ever.
I know, that's why I love it. I remember seeing it on some girl's shirt, like, for the first time, and I was like, yes.
Idaho, Utah. Did it have a picture of Idaho?
And it said Idaho, ? And it was like, no, Utah.
Something. All right, on to the song again. Yeah, what are we playing now, Jared?
Hey, shut up, I saw the temple.
So this next band is Criterium.
Proves our intelligence
this
level.
This song is not intelligence level. This song is Cry of Death. You can check them out at myspace.com/Criterium, and they're out of Idaho. We'll be right back. Pornography.
Well, yeah, let's clear our throats for that one. Pornography.
Pornography. It's something near and dear to Gina.
Considering I'm the only one in this room that probably doesn't watch it on a regular basis.
Actually, we all...
Hey,
what are you saying? Girls watch porn.
I'm girls
probably
girl
watch
in
more
here.
Porn than guys.
Well, I no, doubt it.
Maybe, we'll find some up right now. So, yeah, we're talking about porn stars and how people marry them.
What about Ashley? Ashley watches more porn than any guy I know.
Is Ashley a porn star?
Mine or his?
You're Ashley.
Really?
Apparently she
actually,
is.
Yeah. One time we were going to the diner, she's like, oh, here, check out this Paris Hilton porn.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
See?
Actually, I have a friend who manages a adult shop.
No, like, but she collects it.
Well, she obviously watches it, too. She
no,
works
it was
there.
Britney Spears, I think. No, maybe it was Paris Hilton.
I don't know.
Who cares about either of them?
Paris same difference.
She's seen 10 times more than what I've ever seen.
That was great. We were, like, sitting on her floor, like, it was, like, green and something, or, like, it was ridiculous.
You ever go to a party and there's, like, porn playing on the TV? Apparently there's a bar in Philadelphia where you walk in after midnight.
Whiskey Tango.
And they have porno playing on the TVs. Now, that was the Kid Chris thing.
No.
No, sometimes...
Whiskey Tango upstairs, you mean the silhouette?
Yeah, sometimes they have the silhouette of a naked chick.
They have it all the time.
Yeah.
But no, a friend, went, and they, like, after midnight, they actually show, like, hardcore pornography on the monitors in this bar. Not that most of you go to bars, I'm sure, but, you know.
I've heard about it. That's in, Center City, somewhere.
Grapes.
Grapes? No,
Jared's
I want to
change the subject now.
Well, actually, the only reason I brought up the porn was when we were talking about how the Static X guy married the porn star, and there's another guy in metal who's actually a metal guy, and he married a porn star.
And they threw grapes at each other?
Yes, and he actually films them while they're throwing grapes and doing her. And he's okay with his wife getting banged by, like, 15 different women. Or men, I guess. Or machines.
Men or women or machines.
I think my IQ just dropped a little bit.
Well, I don't know. Smiles, would you be okay if you had a girl and you married her, but she was getting stuffed by other guys on tapes?
Who says it like that?
I'm going to stuff you later, too.
It's almost like I was only smashing other girls while she was getting stuffed.
Make it seem like she's a...
Pack those pancakes.
Oh, I'll pack some. Stuff those waffles.
So I don't know. I don't know about guys, and some guys might not care, but... I don't know, if I was, like, marrying a girl, I wouldn't want other people's goods and junk and garbage in the, down there.
In their trunk?
Yeah. Messing up the grip down there, I don't know.
I wouldn't like it either, actually.
I can't be in this conversation.
Why not?
Well, come on. Your input is very valuable to us and the show.
You're of the female, orientation.
Persuasion?
Yes.
Persuasion.
Orientation.
So you mean you're,
I don't know who you're persuading, but alright.
I need
I'm
a shower.
I'm persuading my orientation.
Yeah, we're all kind of dirty here on Jared's bed, / Gina's bed.
This sounds like an outtake from, like, a morning, like, radio show you'd listen to.
Yeah, except that it's actually a show and it's not an outtake, which is the sad part.
Well, you know.
We're not redoing this either.
Yeah, we're not
lazy.
Redoing this. This is what you get, sorry.
Here, smell this. We should turn into a video. I always say we should turn Red Face Black into a video show.
Oh, that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
Then you'll see, like, two people laying on the bed and talking about porn and grapes.
Yeah, Gina and I had a grape fight the other night, so we threw grapes at each other. Actually, I was trying to throw them in my mouth, and she was intercepting them midair and smacking them down. And then she was trying to get me to eat one. I fell down the garbage disposal.
So then I threw them back at him. It was
so one went
fantastic.
Under the fridge. She's like, eat it, eat it!
Because I was like, you're wasting grapes when you missed your mouth.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah, that is
oh, wait, that is what
she
said.
Okay.
So we'll let you think about the grapes and how grapes and porn stars can go together. Now I have a mental image of grapes going in parts that shouldn't grapes not be there.
From somewhere in this
anyways, this next band, don't touch my journal notebook.
It's Handy Dandy Notebook.
No, okay, give me the pen.
What, I fucking Blue's Clues?
I'll punch you in the face.
You got my little Handy Dandy Notebook?
Psychology.
Yeah,
no, I need that. That's the beginning
no,
of the year.
No, it's okay. Don't worry.
You
got my Handy Dandy Notebook?
Yes.
And that fucking blue dog. I don't know who was on acid when they came up with that. The blue dog. Blue's Clues?
Blue's
Clues. People came up with Barney, a giant purple dinosaur that, like, stalks kids.
That was creepy.
What is it with the bright colors and animals?
Somebody was on a lot of drugs.
They're trying to attract
kids' attention. That's
what
Les Claypool does.
They scared me. I had nightmares of Barney when I was young, alright?
That's what Les Claypool from Primus does in his spare time. Creates all those crazy-ass characters. So anyway, this
Bucketheads and shit.
Come on, Buckethead wears a KFC hat on his
Buckethead
hat.
Wendy.
You know Buckethead, right?
From C-Lab.
No.
2021.
Oh, you need this one, too. Did you realize that I have this?
I don't... We're not talking intelligence here on the show.
Yeah, considering my IQ dropped about, like, 50 points from the last conversation we just had.
So anyway, this next band is not Buckethead.
If you get to see
anything,
we're going to kick you off the bed. All right.
But come on, wouldn't you want to be a guy wearing a KFC helmet, a KFC bucket on your head?
Nope.
Why not?
Anyway, this next band is Recipe for Disaster.
Probably not, it's kind of greasy.
Probably the way the show's going at this point. And the name of the song is 45th Parallel, and oh, look at this, they're from Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, look at that.
You can check them out at myspace.com/recipe for disaster. Shut up, Johnny Bong. Check it out, 45th Parallel. We'll be back eventually.
Allowance. You're late.
That's Johnny Kong, everybody.
Now I don't remember the theme song. Every time I get it in my head, I can't get it out. Now I can't remember.
These two geniuses are sitting there talking about Doug.
But I know the
part.
As soon as like, as soon as it goes from the theme song
here
to the thing, it goes.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
But I don't remember the thing. Oh,
you know, there's an audience out there.
Slice your goods open.
That was Gina and
yes.
Johnny Kong, and I had no part in that.
Mid-90s Nickelodeon shows.
But that's from that show,
yeah.
Doug from Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And we're watching like live action stuff on YouTube today of the Doug Funny opening.
It was awesome.
Yeah, Doug was kind of dumb though.
Yeah, well, that's because it was a person.
Well, yeah.
But
there's a midget in the costume.
Why
was that one guy like bluish purple?
He was,
color of Smiles' car.
He was
Smiles
he was
has
Skeeter.
A
remember Skeeter?
Purple car.
He was the only
Skeeter,
dude.
Yeah,
who was like,
he was awesome.
He was blue.
He was awesome.
Everyone else
was
like
token
white,
blue
but
guy.
He was blue.
He was a token blue guy.
Token blue guy.
He was my favorite character because Doug was too emo-ish after a while.
Yeah.
He was like, Patty Mayonnaise. Oh.
Patty.
Who names somebody Patty Mayonnaise? Who names their kid Patty Mayonnaise?
I want to talk to her, but I don't think I should.
Exactly. Skeeter's like, I swing on trees.
Yeah, Skeeter was a metalhead.
I see.
He was blue.
He was a skater. That was the early version of a skater.
Oh, yeah, sure. That was an 80s
Doug
skater.
Was emo.
Yeah.
Patty was like
when
the
was popular
girl.
It
was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was a prediction of, like, the 2000s.
Oh, Doug Funny.
Okay.
All right, Doug.
The end.
Remember SpongeBob was on in Primus? Not Primus, Pantera. Song was in it.
Oh, yeah.
With the jellyfishing.
Jellyfishing.
Really?
Well, yeah, there's like, they put like death metal bands in like cartoons sometimes.
Don't stop.
English only here.
La.
Alligators.
I don't know where the pants.
Pantalones.
No, I don't want my pants. I want my
English only
pants.
In this
don't
show because I don't speak fluent
Come on,
any
dude,
other language.
You took Spanish.
Although you people out there
¿Cómo
probably
estás?
Don't. I didn't take Spanish.
Muy bien. Gracias.
Is this a fucking history lesson? I mean,
no,
language lesson.
No, Spanish. You're like, I took French because I'm a loser.
Got me to Canada for a while.
You didn't write on me, did you?
No.
Yes.
I gotta check it off. So anyway,
this is an amazing show. I love this.
We can have Johnny Kong on the show more often as our ratings drop off after we post this. So anyway, thank you for tuning in for the very special episode featuring Johnny Kong, a.k.a. Smiles, a.k.a. that kid that can't get any.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap up the show with this band out of Borås, Sweden. The name of the band is Leech. The name of the track is When I Take Your Life.
It's Leech with an A. L-E-I-C-H.
And you can check them out at purevolume.com/Leech. With an A. Any last words, Johnny Kong, until the next 6 months when you show up again?
Very insightful.
Very insightful. So enjoy this last track. Thank you for tuning in. And
see you next week. We'll be right back.